Good morning. It's Wednesday, and it's a good day in Monroe County.
That's exactly right. Now, Monroe County had a very busy day, at least the council did, last night as budget hearings began. The first million-dollar question is, well, we've got a lot of million-dollar questions.
Oh, my gosh.
The first
lots
one
of millions.
Is, what time did the proceedings end last night?
You know, I think it was like 9:30.
Well, that's not bad.
10, something like it. No, it was not very... It didn't seem as though there was as much debate, really, as one might have thought you would have seen on some of these things.
Did you get everything on your agenda taken care of, or did anything drip over until Thursday's meeting?
No. We finished that up. Of course, the newspaper didn't cover
right
where the biggest debate was, and that was in the solid waste
We didn't see it. I don't know.
Gee, just because they're totally wasteful, but it was just so funny.
It was just amazing. I mean, I guess maybe the reporter was either taking a break or didn't think it was worthy of printing. But, you know, I knew there was no way I was just going to just let that go by without really questioning and really complimenting their director. He is just really a good guy. He made a great budget presentation. He made presentation to the board to how they could work more cost-effectively and reduce some staff. The board wouldn't go along with it. I think it was... I did not believe that was the correct thing to do when it's presented to you, how you can save the taxpayer dollars and not be spending it on things that's not essential. It seems to me we have a responsibility to the taxpayer to try to do that, as long as it is making sure that the goals are still being met. So I could not support that budget, and I felt strongly that there should be others on a county council that would agree with me, but it didn't appear that was going to be the case.
So, wow. So they thought it was perfectly fine for the board to just okay a budget that was bloated when they could have had something that was much more economical. And they're still talking that there's going to have to be money cut somewhere.
Well, now, remember that solid waste budget, it has its separate tax rate, all on its own, so you couldn't go in and cut it from county. You see what I'm saying?
That's
a whole separate budget.
Yeah. That's why they get away with the crap that they're doing. I'm sorry, it just is.
And 4 years it was loaded. 4 years they were top heavy on management and all kinds of things, and this is the opportunity to turn that corner, and yet the board would not support the director in turning the corner. And it might not have been the biggest amount. I'm told that the difference in the budget was only going to be like $47,000. Well, that was because they were saving some of the money they were saving and spending in other ways. But regardless, if the presentation was, here's how we can manage to meet our goals in a more cost-effective manner, that's what I would hope it would be supported. Now, we were told last night that the board might change their mind later on and they could rearrange this or take a new look at these numbers. But you know what? It is that the board is not, it is an appointed board. They are all elected officials, but they were not elected specifically to sit on this solid waste district board, other than, of course, the three county commissioners. That's part of their job. But the county council has the binding vote on this budget. And last night was the county council's opportunity to step up to the plate and say, we support your mission, but we also support making sure you work cost effectively. And we're going to override the suggestion of your board, because that's all it is. It's just a recommendation. It's what they have voted on, but it is not the final vote. The county council is the final vote. And boy, if it didn't just go ahead and go through. I mean, I tried.
That's despicable. It's just despicable. With the money that those people have wasted of taxpayers' dollars, that's just wrong.
And I just think we have to make sure that we recognize that our new director there, Tom McGlasson, made the effort to turn the corner. So I would not want to, you know, pile on him on
no,
this.
No, this is a solid waste board's issue. It is not him. And I'm sorry, even if he were somehow, you know, culpable, he's not been there long enough to be culpable.
He's been with the district a very long time, but not as the district manager. He had another job there. But we ended up with we got what was gotten. So, you can't just walk around being unhappy for one vote. You just have to just keep moving forward with the next challenge. And so we did work through the rest of the meeting. Most of it went pretty quickly. But then, of course, when we got the sheriff's department, that took a bit longer. Not that we weren't really in full support of his request, but that we wanted to make sure that not only we understood what he was doing, but that he had an opportunity to share that information with the public, since that's covered on Cats TV. And he was really on his game last night, wanting to make sure that we all understood just where his goal was, to make sure that the 10 road deputies that he now has been given the money to move forward with. He had 5 for this year, and then we went in and put in place 5 for next year as well, and including an animal control officer and one administrative, I think it was just one administrative person to handle some of the documents and paperwork going through. But and then, of course, went on to discuss expenses at the jail, which continued to go up. And I think that before the end of the day, at some point in the very near future, the business of jail overcrowding is really going to bite us. Now, part of what evidently Sheriff Swain spoke about on another program or something. He was talking to me about this last night after the meeting. He said, you know, we don't have to have the grandest of a work release center. Let's figure out what we can do and put this together and get this. If we have to do it, let's get it done in.
Why do they feel that the work release center is the key to this? Is it just to get physical people out of the jail to create more space for others who need to get in?
Well, next part.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
That's part of the conversation.
Because if your jail's overcrowded, if your jail's overcrowded, whether you have a work release program, your jail's overcrowded.
Well, but if it would be in a separate building, though, is the idea.
That's fine.
That's what they're talking about.
But if you keep putting people in jail, the jail's still going to be full, whether there's a work release program or not.
Well, remember when we had, a few years ago, we had a work release section at our jail.
What happened to it? For those people just joining us that don't follow this on a daily basis.
Right. I was thinking it was 24 beds. We were trying to figure out last night exactly how many beds it was that was work-related.
Yeah, ballpark's
inside
good,
the
yeah.
jail. And what happened was, as we continued to have jail crowding, we could not allow that space be used as work release because we needed it for people who had to be there 24/7.
And let's just get the numbers out here. The jail is like 278 for beds or whatever. So 24 beds is 1%, right? Or 10%. What's 20%? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, 10%. Just to get the numbers out there so you can see how this works.
And the other thing is that the sheriff was very concerned about having a work release center within the jail space, because contraband was coming in.
Sure.
Because if they go out during the day and they're coming back in, they're bringing in all kinds of goodies. So that was a real problem for the jail staff. So they did not want that work release center in there. So if it would be possible, and that was part of my question, do we have people within the jail right now that would be better placed in a work release center, or are they just there in the jail because we don't have a work release center, or is this just going to be a whole other thing in addition to being jail overcrowding?
We heard the jail's overcrowding. We heard that the jail commander said there's nobody around here that's got any empty jail space. And then I read an article in yesterday's paper that said Columbus has all this room in theirs, and they're putting an addiction treatment program in because they have all this extra space in their jail. So,
well, now, it did make me wonder if they would have done something such as we did in our jail. We took some storage space and some other space.
Yeah, I didn't understand
like
that.
Exercise area for some of our law enforcement people. I think that was the space that they went to, cleared that out, and made a treatment area.
Okay, and there
we
sense.
Have, I think it's a 7-bed treatment area, but that's still very difficult to be able to place people there because it has to be 7 people who are not going to be after each other. You can't just put just any 7 people in that space. So they're doing what they can do, but at some point in time, we are going to have to address this jail overcrowding.
So,
now, when I was talking to law enforcement over the weekend, and I'm not saying local law enforcement, but I'm saying, I was told, well, why is it your jail is always so crowded, and why do you have the largest one? And it sort of made me think that they were indicating we were not moving aggressively forward into moving those inmates that would be available to the Department of Corrections, rather than getting them through the system and getting them off to the state. We're hanging on to them here locally, and then when it's time for their sentence, it's like for time served. Now, that was sort of what was coming back to me from a law enforcement perspective from others.
Why would that be the case? What is the benefit of
that? That's suggesting that the courts aren't moving people through in a timely fashion.
That's what it sounded like, but I'm anxious to hear when we meet with the courts to see if there is anything that's slowing the process. Do we need more assistance there? Is there something going on that we can address, that we, the county council, can address? You know, we're not in charge of the courts at all. Just we look at their budgets, but it would not be up to us to tell them how to run their court, of course. So, but the question is logical to say, what can we do as a county council with the county taxpayers' money to help move these inmates through the process and through the system quicker, so that if they are appropriate to go to the Department of Corrections, that they move on out of our jail? Because otherwise, if we continue to have this jail overcrowding, we'll be forced to do something about it, and that's going to be a big chunk of tax dollars.
So, Marty, you had said just a little bit ago that you had asked the question if there was the work release, if it would help with the jail overcrowding, or if this was just adding another layer of things. And what was the answer that was given to you?
Well, it seemed to me, I wish I'd ask it just exactly like that, Margaret. That's a great way to put the question. I don't think that I had a clear answer. Because the way you put it, I mean, that would have been a better way to get the true information out there. I don't know whether it's a situation where we just think, rather than having them in jail, it would be like, okay, they'll spend time in jail, then they will, it would be a stepping down as far as we'll take them out of jail, put them in work release, and then out of work release, we'll put them in probation and so forth. Maybe that's what their thought
is. Yeah, because I'm trying to. I knew somebody years ago when you did have the work release program, where what they did was they were in for 30 days, and what they did was they went in at night and they stayed overnight, and then they went to their job, and then when they were done with their job, they had to come right back. And
right, and you have to look at how many of those folks. Certainly one would hope it's not someone who's out there pushing drugs someplace, because well, they
yeah,
get them
no,
all day
this person this back. Person had done just a really stupid thing. They got caught drunk driving.
Yeah,
that's what happened there. So I mean, it was just stupidity.
Well, it's not hard to connect the dots here, because you have overcrowded jails, you have work release, you have too many people, and then obviously the people that you have working there need overtime. You need to pay for that overtime somehow. So this is just
right.
This touches every angle of it.
And when we get back to what the county council's role is to look at where the dollars are and how best to spend them. And when we bring that right back to the fact that. Our county general requests are running about $735,000 more than what our revenue is, and that's after we had already moved some requests down into like one-time expenditures. So let's go ahead and get that done over with this year, not counted as next year's budget. And we're already talking about, well, maybe we could move the expenses of juvenile detention out of that county general, and maybe we can move it over into public safety tax, or maybe we can move it over into that juvenile income tax. And then that would put us down to like 500 and some thousand in requests more than what our revenue is. As we go along here, we will be trying to figure out what pot of money we can move some of these requests over into and try to make this budget work. But there's no way this would be working to be able to put dollars into public safety without that public safety tax, which really had me going when I
Let me ask you a question, Marty Hawk. Marty Hawk's our guest county councilman. Okay. Checks in every Wednesday morning. If we didn't have the public safety tax, what would we be doing?
Well, that's just it. I'm just trying to figure out where the money would have come from.
Right.
We would not have had the law enforcement officers, 10 extra law enforcement.
Okay.
We would have not have had the extra animal control. We would have not then, of course, had the vehicles for the 10 law enforcement and the animal control.
So it just goes to show you how that money is being used and
well,
how it's going to be used.
Yeah, that's true, Glass. But there's a whole lot of money being spent on programs and things that maybe weren't necessarily ever the purview of the county or the city in these cases. And so they spend money on other things, and then they don't put it towards those public safety things that we did not need this tax. We needed to reallocate a lot of things is what we needed to do, and get rid of things that we weren't supposed to be doing.
Margaret, you and I might have many things we can agree on, but I'm telling you, when you're looking at this and you know you don't have a majority who's going to go
I understand
cut any
that.
Place, you've got to figure out a way to get law enforcement. People care about that, but bringing it back to that, when I opened up the online Herald Times today, and I see this big picture of the city controller having to do with our budget, did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I thought, oh no, is this going to be where they're going to come forward and say, well, we don't care what the county says or what the legislation says or what the agreement was that we signed off on, we're still going to go after the 36%, not 29% for PSAP. Now, we keep waiting for that other shoe to drop. The agreement that the city signed, as I talked with you last week, was that they would have to do that before July 1. But they could completely redo the whole thing and still come after more of that income tax. And if they do, then we'll have to rethink our budgets, because that's not how we presented our budgets. The other thing is with the circuit breaker, one of the reasons why we know it's going to be worse this year is that with our levy growth. Everybody, all the taxing units allowed to grow their levy by 4%. Then we looked to see how much our assessed value had grown, and it was only growing by 2.1%. That means that tax rate's going to be, it will force the tax rate up. And that is a part of why we have to be very cautious not to try to get as close as we can to being budget balanced.
Well, Marty, you got some more work to do on Thursday night. Then you've got more work the next couple of weeks as well. We'll remind everybody what time the party starts on Thursday.
Right. So it's 5 o'clock, of course. And then Thursday, it should be a pretty easy one. It's Extension Office, the Health Department, the Clerk's Office. Well, now, that one will be tough because Clerk's Office always takes some time. The County Fair Board and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Public Defender's Office, and the Coroner's Office. So Public Defender's Office will take quite a bit more time, as well as the Clerk's Office. But the really heavy lifting is going to come on Monday with the courts and the Probation Department and Youth Services Bureau and the Building Department. Those are big budgets, as well as on the 18th, it's the Commissioner's Office, and that's where there's a lot of big spending that we'll have to try to see what, you know, they have extra dollars that they put in for the volunteer and medicine dollar amount that they send them. They put quite a bit of extra requests for dollars in there. So if we can't get these things balanced out, let's just see, will this county council be able to have the political willpower to get in there and try to balance these budgets?
All right, Marty.
We'll see.
Good luck on that.
Yep. Well, thanks for updating us on the solid waste part of this and other things we might not have seen. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, and you'll have some action for us by then because you're going Thursday, Monday. So we'll have plenty to talk about coming up next Wednesday before your fourth meeting on the 14th. So,
right. And in the meantime, best wishes and prayers for everyone's family in Miami and all of Florida.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. That's a monstrous storm, and I agree 100% on that. Thanks, Marty. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day, Marty.